friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. So I have a new website. HeyMrJim.com is the new hub for everything of all of our awesome fun. So that's where you can submit story ideas or get on the list for kids shoutouts. And there's going to be some spy gear there, and holy smokes, lots of fun. Well, today's story comes to us from Kale and Jane. Hey guys, they sent me an idea, and you can too. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go. Kale and Jane were sitting in their seats in the car on their way. They were going to art camp. Oh, and this was no ordinary art camp. They had heard that there was some kind of magical art that happens at this camp, and they just couldn't wait. This was a long drive to get to art camp. Have you ever been on a long drive in the car before? Like, what's the longest you've been? I think I've driven for maybe 12 hours in one, without stopping. Holy smokes, that was a long time. And listening to stories like these, oh, they make those drives so much more awesome. Well, as Kale and Jane were sitting there during this long drive, at least they had some paper in their lap that they could draw and doodle on. Hey, Kale, that is a really cool thing you drew. What is that? Said Jane. Oh, this? This is a whole, empire. You see, this is a castle here, and here's a forest with, huge creatures, and here's all the people in the city. Wow, that is amazing, said Jane. Yeah, Kale was a really great artist. He had spent so much time on this project, and it was well worth it. And Jane, let me see yours, said Kale. Jane handed Kale her piece of paper and, whoa, that is so awesome, said Kale. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what it is yet, but it's a mix of a whole bunch of different animals into one new creature. I see that. That's so cool, said Kale. Jane had drawn this imaginative creature that I don't think has ever existed before, but it was like a mix of a whole bunch of different animals. If you could draw an imaginative animal, what would you draw? What kind of animals do you think would be a cool combination? And just then, their parents said, all right, guys, let's get out. We're here. What? Said Jane as she looked up and looked out the window, and there they were. They had finally made it to art camp, and they didn't even realize that they were there. Kale and Jane jumped out the door and grabbed their bags, and they barely had enough time to give their parents a hug and a kiss goodbye, and off they ran to camp. They couldn't believe it. They had heard of this magical art school camp for a long, 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 long time. They couldn't wait to get started. Have you ever been to a camp before? Yeah, with other kids and counselors and cabins and, oh, it is such a cool, special place. As Kale and Jane found their cabins and met up with some new friends, they all had to meet at the pavilion to get started on their first class.
All right, students, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is great to see you.
That was the art school teacher. He had been a magical artist for years and years and years. He had a gray beard and kind of a silly little hat, but everyone was in focus mode. They had to pay attention. This was the real deal.
All right, well, underneath your seats, you will find a special pencil. And this special pencil, you must never lose or it will be terrible. And, all right, there are also many instructions, and make sure that you follow all the steps on the piece of paper that is next to the pencil. All right, class, I will see you in the morning, and we will get started post-haste. Good day.
Kale and Jane were sitting by each other, and they both picked up that pencil and the instructions, and they started to talk to each other. Jane, what do you think he was talking about with this magic pencil? It looked pretty normal to me, said Kale. I don't know. Maybe this is the source of all the magic. Well, I don't know, but I'm sure we'll find out tomorrow, said Jane. They folded up the piece of paper, the instructions, and put it in one pocket, and then carried their pencil very carefully back to their cabins. You see, Kale and Jane, they were in different cabins, but they did bring their walkie-talkies so that they could talk to each other while they were away. Kale was getting ready for bed, and Jane was already ready for bed. She was laying in her bed in her cabin and wanted to keep drawing that creature that she had started in the car. Oh, where's my pen? I don't know where my pen is, said Jane. All her pens and markers and stuff that she had brought with, she just couldn't find that bag. It was somewhere in here and it was dark. Oh, well, I guess I'll use this pencil that they gave to us at class, said Jane as she pulled it out of her bag.
Wait a second. Is she about to use the magic pencil that their professor teacher told them? Oh dear, she does not know what she's in for.
As Jane started to draw on her piece of paper with that new pencil, she was finishing all the important special details because, you know, when you make a drawing, sometimes the smallest details, like the little pieces of hair on the creature or maybe its teeth, or maybe wrinkles in its forehead. All those little details are sometimes the most important part. Well, she was finishing going over the whole creature. Ah, there, that looks perfect. She set down her pencil and put her paper up against the wall next to her bed and flicked off the light. She grabbed her walkie-talkie and called out to Kale.
Shh, hey Kale, are you awake? Are you over there? Over. Hey, Jane. Yeah, I'm still awake, said Kale. I've just been having a ton of fun making new friends over here. What have you been doing?
Shh.
Well, I finished my drawing. I couldn't find my pencil, so I had to use that one that was under the chair. But it looks really cool now.
Shh. You used the what? You used that pencil that they gave us? But we don't know how to use it. And isn't that the magic one?
Shh, said Kale.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's nothing.
Wait, what was that?
Jane felt something fall off the wall as she turned her light on.
Ah!
Jane shouted so loudly it woke up the entire cabin as they all came running over to Jane to see if she was okay.
Jane, are you okay?
Said one of her new friends.
Jane, what was that?
Said Kale on the walkie-talkie. They couldn't believe their eyes.
Oh, Kale, you're not going to believe this. That drawing I did on the paper, it came to life. It is now sitting on my sleeping bag at the end of my bed.
It did what?
Holy smokes, guys. Jane has just uncovered the magic that lives inside that pencil. It's for real. The drawing that she had made of combining all these creatures into one fluffy, adorable little, I don't know what to call it, kind of looked like a cross between a rabbit and a wolf and a lion and a unicorn. But it was very small, like a small kitten. And it was so cute. I hope it's nice. Everyone in Jane's cabin thought that they were dreaming. They all rubbed their eyes, but it was no dream. As the counselor walked over and said,
Jane, oh my goodness. You didn't use that magic pencil, did you?
Jane looked around.
I did. Am I in trouble?
No, you're not in trouble, said the counselor. But I guess you have been the first one to figure out what makes that magic pencil magic. Now, we need to put your special creature in a safe place, and I'm sure the professor will explain more about this in tomorrow's class. As Jane said goodnight to everybody, and Kale on the walkie-talkie. Wow, she has just started the most amazing art school week of all time with a pretty amazing surprise. This may be the end of our story, but it is definitely just the beginning of an amazing adventure for Kale and Jane. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shout-outs. I want to say hey to Roxy, Ellis, and Theodora from Ontario, Everett from Austin, Leo from Washington, Callisto and Essex from Toronto, Elias from Waterloo, Harley and Oscar from New Zealand, and Vian from India. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family, and on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, I'll see you over at HeyMrJim.com for some really cool stuff. I'll see you next time, my friends. Bye!